Angela Duckworth on the line, author of the New York Times bestseller, Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance. First of all, Angela, I know you're a psychologist. You've done the TED Talk on grit. For those who are like, okay, I keep hearing this term, especially the past few years, what exactly is grit?
Grit is a combination of passion and perseverance for really long-term goals, and not just any goals, goals that you personally really care about. So for some people, it's, you know, what they want to accomplish on their, you know, brief time on the planet.
Got you. Now, someone who's a little bit more laid back, or maybe they've gotten discouraged and they just kind of given up, is there a way that they can, you know, reignite that grit or develop it if they, quite frankly, haven't had a lot of it, Angela?
You know, one thing that I think can give everybody hope, including me, is that human nature is, you know, really malleable, much more so, I think, than anybody ever imagined. You know, 100 or 200 years ago, people were told, like, well, you are who you are. You're born who you're born to be. And now we know that the brain is plastic all throughout the lifespan. So if you're not as passionate about what you're doing, or you're not as persevering about pursuing what you do love, then there's hope for you. You can change. You can learn. And my most important advice here is that you can model yourself after the people you most admire. So if you find that they have certain habits that are helpful or certain attitudes or mindsets, then you can essentially copy them and become a little better.
All right. Talking to a pioneering psychologist and author, Angela Duckworth, about her book, Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance. You definitely want to check this out. I have it as we speak, gearing up to get me some time to dig into my grit, Angela. But you talk about, you know, gleaning from people that you admire. Who are some of the people that you've learned from? Because I know you interviewed dozens of people who we would call high achievers. Who are some of those people?
One of the people that I learned a lot from is actually a younger paragon of grit, as I like to say, you know, somebody who really exemplifies passion and perseverance. And his name is Kevan Asamani. He just graduated from college, actually, this spring. And when I met him, he was actually still in high school. He's really gritty. He's overcome, you know, parents who, you know, really raised him in a dysfunctional family. His father tried to kill his mother when he was just in early elementary school, and, you know, just a long history of trauma. I think the story of Kevan is the story of resilience, and actually, it's not just that. You know, he really has a passion for music and for sharing with, you know, maybe kids who didn't come from a lot, but certainly all people, you know, this kind of story through rap and music. And that enabled him to get to an Ivy League university.
Wow.
He was a student at Penn, where I teach, and to really have a tough semester, but overcome it, and to be, you know, the person that he is today. You know, he was personally recruited by Sheryl Sandberg herself for Facebook, and now he's doing great.
That is inspiring. Okay, Angela Duckworth with Grit. If you haven't seen her TED Talk, you know, you can still catch it online. Make sure you get the book at angeladuckworth.com. Grit, which pretty much is the, I would say, the catalyst. You can tell me if I'm right or wrong, because, you know, you are the doctor, Angela, on whether or not people have success or they continue to just kind of get stuck where they are.
No, I don't want to oversell grit, right? I don't want to say that there aren't other things that matter. You know, luck matters a lot. You know, some of us have better luck than others at different times in our life.
Yeah.
Opportunities, I mean, that to me, just in today's day and age, I think about a lot, because I don't feel like we are on an even playing field at all. And I'm sometimes worried that the playing field is getting more and more uneven with the passing days. So there are a lot of things that are not grit. I also think talent, which I talk about in the book as something that can distract us from grit and effort and loving things. But talent also matters. I mean, I can't tell you that people are all equally talented at everything. I'd be lying if I said that. It's not true. And I think understanding that grit is part of the story of success, but not the only character in the story is important. All that said, luck matters, opportunity matters, and talent as well. Other things like emotional intelligence. You know, the reason I focused so much on grit in my research as a scientist is that it is a common denominator. You know, I find it in painters and sculptors, but I also find it in musicians like Wynton Marsalis. Mm-hmm. I find it in CEOs like Jeff Bezos. You know, I find it in world-class athletes like Katie Ledecky or Usain Bolt. So the fact that grit seems to be a common denominator, a kind of through line across these very different individual stories of success, is what makes it so interesting to me.
Okay, there you have it. Interesting perspective. So I'm definitely glad we got to talk. Angela Duckworth Grit. You can go to her website, angeladuckworth.com. Like I said, check out her TED Talk as well. Thank you so much, Angela, for talking to us in Kansas City. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
All right. Have a good one. Thank you, Angela.
You too.